Ladies and gentlemen, this is my first budget, and in it is outlined spending almost four times the amount on non-citizens than in veterans. Yes, that is correct. Non-citizen projects will be receiving nearly four times the amount that the Illinois Department of Veteran Affairs is going to receive. And as most of you know, I'm a retired Marine. I proudly served this country for 21 years. And in that time, I came across many Illinois veterans. Some of them served in combat and saw things that you could only imagine in your worst nightmares. They walked along roads or paths and didn't know if their next step was going to be their last. They got shot, they lost limbs, they held friends as they were dying, and they gave orders to their troops, who in turn ended up getting killed by following those orders. We have a responsibility to take care of our native sons and daughters of this state. But this year, it seems that those priorities have come in second. Non-citizens and ex-cons are receiving more benefits than veterans. There are larger tax credits going to criminals, who we now call returning citizens, than there are to hire a veteran. A veteran is the honest-to-God returning citizen. So in Illinois, you are going to prioritize non-citizens and ex-cons over veterans. How can you do that? Why would you even do that? The misplaced priorities in this year's budget are so glaring that the only thing I can do is vote no. And I would strongly suggest that in the future, the majority party invites Republicans in to negotiate our, not your, budget so that we can fix these misplaced priorities. Vote no.